Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Monday, April 29th, with the Golden Knights preparing for today's Game 4 of their first-round series with the Dallas Stars. Vegas dropped Game 3 on Saturday night in overtime on a goal scored by Wyatt Johnston late in the first OT period. And though the result didn't go Vegas's way, they have a clear picture of how they want and need to improve, and faith that those improvements can lead them back to victory, coupled with the play of Logan Thompson, whose outstanding performance last time out was instrumental in really even getting the game to overtime in the first place. Now ahead of Game 4, this battle-tested VGK group will look to get back to their game against the Stars and take a 3-1 series lead with them back to the Lone Star State ahead of Game 5. After the break, Dave Gosher catches up with one of those battle-tested and experienced veterans in the VGK locker room as he chats with last year's Conn Smythe Trophy winner, Jonathan Marchessault.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
Jonathan, as you head into a fourth game now with a series, you've been here since day one, and I guess my first question would be, you've seen a lot of good goaltending performances. Where does the one you saw from LT rank up in Game 3?
Yeah, it was up there. Obviously, we're really happy that he played like that, give us a chance to win in one of those games that we didn't deserve to win necessarily, but it would have been nice to get that for him, but just to see that he can perform at a high level like that, it gives us a lot of energy for the future, for sure.
When you guys come back the way you did, but then fall short, and he plays as good as he did, how do you process all that as you move forward into another big game in Game 4?
Yeah, it's the beauty of playoffs. Everybody needs to reset. It's a new day, and we're focusing on Game 4. We definitely have things that we got to do better, but we're aware of it, and we're going to adjust certain things as well.
In terms of the things you can do better, what would be on your own personal hit list for you and maybe for the team heading into the next game?
Every day I'm just trying to get help my team win a hockey game. I think I had better effort to give to my teammates. I'm not necessarily happy with the performance we had as a team and I had as well. But like I said, it's one of those things that you move on, and we're focusing on the next game.
When you go through, say, the first 30 minutes of the game the other night, in real time, you can see it's not going your way, and I'm sure you can feel it. What can you do to try to change it when you're in the middle of it?
Yeah, it's sometimes it's just to get in the mindset, and it's momentum swings and all that kind of stuff. I feel like we didn't have a lot of the momentum yesterday. We played well. We came back in the second period, but except that, I don't see us building our game, and I think that's what was a little disappointing.
How quickly do you rinse things in the playoffs and move forward?
The next day. I mean, you have to. Obviously, we're disappointed of the outcome and all that. But, I mean, just the next day. Now, today it's a new day, and if I'm recovering from our day and doing everything I can to be ready for the next game.
You know, you've been to two finals. Obviously, you win the cup last year. In the playoffs, how do you manage these momentum swings game to game? How have you learned to manage that over the years?
I think it just comes with experience. It's one of those things that you acquire when you get in a certain situation. As a team and organization, I think we've been a lot in those situations. So a lot of guys, we know how to handle it. And definitely happy to be battling with those guys and excited for tomorrow.
So what's that
environment like? You know, we've been here for so long, but T-Mobile in the playoffs, what's it like to be in the middle of it as an athlete?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, I'm definitely happy to be here. It's such a great vibe, great atmosphere, not just at T-Mobile, but the environment around it. And, you know, like all the cities behind us, and it gives us a lot of energy, and we want to show up for our fans next game.
What's been some of the problems that Dallas has posed, do you think, as this series has gone on? You know, you have two real good wins on the road, and then game three doesn't go the way you want.
I mean, they're the first team in the West for a reason, right? They've played really well all year. They've been a good road team and a good team overall. So it's on us to. We didn't think it was going to be an easy series. So it's, and I don't think we're going to go 16-0. So it's one of those things that sometimes it's hard after your first loss. But we got to realize that it's a long journey ahead of us, and we got to just focus on the best team in the West. And I think. That's going to be a good series.
Did you learn that last year, too, that you know, you guys dropped the opener against Winnipeg, right, and then you won four in a row, right? That it's not supposed to be easy if you're going to get to where you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's always hard. You know, it's there's always adversity during the series, and it's the beauty of the game. And, I mean, everybody embrace it right now, and we're in it. So definitely excited.
And on a game day, are you a napper? Will you have a nice rest time between the morning skate and the opening faceoff?
Always a good little nap, probably an hour and a half.
How many jobs in the world I say you can take a nap in the middle of the day and not get fired? So it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely lucky. I work hard to put myself in that situation, and I enjoy my naps.
Marcy, thanks for this, and good luck as you move forward into game four.
Thank you.
Well, never a bad idea to get a nice nap in, and hopefully Jonathan sleeps soundly ahead of Game 4 to get himself ready to go at T-Mobile Arena tonight. Jonathan touched a bit on the ways in which the team will reset after the Game 3 loss, and on Sunday, Bruce Cassidy also shared some thoughts on how he'll help the group move forward into Game 4.
When did you start building for tomorrow? Did it start last night? Was it? And what's been the process in terms of you addressing and looking at and showing the team things?
Nothing happened last night. I think everyone late night got home, hopefully got a good night's rest. We looked tired on the ice, so that's step one. Step two, we had a meeting today, talked a bit about, we didn't get into the specifics of the game other than it is the time of year you do have to be a little bit selfish with your time as a player. You know, you got your family time and your hockey time, but you got outside influences other than that are, you know, it's playoffs and all of a sudden they're creeping in. So you got to manage that well. We weren't prepared to play, Gary, and I've said this many times, it's a coach's job to do that with the game plan, which needed to be better, but the individual has to prepare to win his races and battles. So they weren't. So let's make sure we correct that for tomorrow and put this one behind us. But understand what we're up against here against, and I mean that by the Dallas Stars and how they played last night. So that was what we addressed, and the coaches took a certain groups of position players and went over a couple of things, but we didn't want to hammer them with video today because none of it is positive. And when it gets going on the negatives this time of year, it's not great. So it was more about here's where we can. There was some positives that we showed that, hey, gaps for our D. Okay, let's get up. Good rush team. Let's make sure we're confident with our gaps and our forwards. You have to trust them to reload. So that goes hand in hand. But that'll be more. We'll revisit that a little bit tomorrow morning. So I do believe our guys, after last night, don't need to be hit over the head, but they need to get their rest today and be better prepared to play tomorrow for their part, and we'll do our part in the morning on game plan. So that's how today went. It's only 1 o'clock, so I don't know how the rest of the day is going to go, but hopefully they sort of enjoy it, get away from the rink, and be recharged for tomorrow.
Hear so many times about players being or teams being able to turn the page, veteran clubs. How do you handle it? Do you want them to rinse last night or use it as motivation?
Well, I always prefer the latter so that, you know, that's how you usually get a response. You got pride. You don't want to look like that again. You have to rinse some of it because you can't keep beating them over the head with it. I mean, we weren't good. We acknowledge that. So it's a bit of both. We're going to rinse most of what we did poorly in terms of video. The teaching part becomes a little more of, okay, here's what we need to do better against Dallas and show some things that we did do better against them. And wouldn't be a lot from last night, but certainly from game one and two. We might even go back to last year. I've done that with almost every one of our meetings, some clips from last year of what could be effective, because they're similar. No two teams are the same, but similar staff, similar players. So their, you know, style of play, things always change. But so, and maybe that gets them in a positive mindset because it went well for us last year.
Interesting to hear the ways Bruce handles the group after a loss, trying to really keep them in a positive mindset while still acknowledging what went wrong in Game 3 and how they can improve their game the next time out. We'll step aside, and when we come back after the break, we'll recap a busy Sunday in the NHL playoffs and take a look at what else is coming up for Monday's playoff schedule.
Vegas! On behalf of NACVI Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, NACVI is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han NACVI with NACVI Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
A jam-packed Sunday in the NHL with four games on the schedule, three of them coming from the Western Conference. First up, it was the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Winnipeg Jets in Game 4. Avalanche looking to win their third straight game in this series after dropping the opener in Winnipeg, and they did just that. A decisive 5-1 victory for the Avalanche against the Jets, and they now take a 3-1 series lead with them back to Winnipeg for Game 5. So it looked like a bit of an issue for the Avs in Game 1, giving up 7 goals in a loss. The Avs have righted the ship, and they are now firmly in control of this series, with things shifting back north of the border. Second game of the day was perhaps one of the more wild ones we've seen in recent playoff memory. The Nashville Predators at home hosting the Vancouver Canucks in Game 4, and it all looked to be in Nashville's favor with a 3-1 lead late in the third period. Brock Besser had a lone goal early on for the Canucks in the first, but he struck again with just under 3 minutes to go in the third, and then again with 8 seconds to go in the third period as the Canucks rally back to force overtime, and just a minute into the extra frame, Elias Lindholm ends the game and sends the Canucks back to British Columbia with a 3-1 series lead. And boy, for the Predators, they had it all right there. A 2-2 tie in the series was just a couple of minutes away. And it hurts a bit more because just moments before Brock Besser tied the game, Colton Sissons for the Predators had an empty net, and he missed it on a backhand shot as it went off the post and out. Predators weren't able to score, Canucks took advantage, and they win the game in overtime. An insane comeback for the Canucks, the top team in the Pacific Division this year. Later on, we had the Rangers in Washington, D.C. taking on the Capitals, and the Rangers become the first team to advance to round two with a 4-0 series sweep of the Caps, winning 4-2 on the road. Late game came from L.A., where the Kings were hosting the Oilers. And this was a weird one because we expect so much offense between these two teams, and really we've seen a lot of offense in this series, but it was a 1-0 win for the Oilers. Stuart Skinner with a 33-save shutout of the L.A. Kings, Evan Bouchard providing the only goal of the game on the power play in the second period from Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And the Oilers only register 13 shots on goal, but it's all they needed to win as they take a 3-1 series lead with them back to Edmonton. A bit of a lighter schedule on Monday night. Of course, we know the Golden Knights will be hosting the Dallas Stars in Game 4, but the game prior to that will come from Sunrise, where the Florida Panthers host the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5. Florida raced out to a 3-0 series lead, Tampa Bay fought back to keep themselves alive on home ice in Game 4, and now the series shifts back to South Florida, where the Panthers will look to become the second team overall and the second team out east to clinch their spot in the second round. So the Panthers will look to take care of business, so too will the Golden Knights on home ice. Puck drop is set for 6:30 p.m. from the Fortress. VGK looking to become the next team in a long line of them that we talked about yesterday that have grabbed a 3-1 series lead. And if the Golden Knights do, a reminder that when the Golden Knights win, you win as well. Enjoy 31% off menu-priced pizzas at Pizza Hut the day after each win using code VGKWINS on PizzaHut.com. Thanks, as always, for tuning into VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow as Shane Knighty joins the show to recap Game 4. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.